Greetings today. Let's start today's video with a self-examination. I want to ask you a question. Do you struggle with knowing the voice of God and knowing how to act on the voice of God? Is that an area of your life that you're having difficulty moving forward in? If that is where you are, don't feel bad about that at this time, because there are plenty of other people that have the same issue. You can trust me on that because I talk with them regularly. But my point of bringing it out is not, of course, making you feel bad or have condemnation, but to uncloak the enemy's plans and bring us forward in Christ. It is imperative that all of us who have that call of God, who Christ is dwelling within us, it's imperative that all of us know His voice, discern His voice, and know how to act upon it and apply it in our lives. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. You know, I just used that word apply. And some of our previous videos, we have talked very specifically about slaying the carnal mind and how we have to apply ourselves to do that. And really, our whole walk with God is about application. It is how we apply ourselves and how we seek Him, and then He moves into us and we grow in our relationship with Him. And I went through a season in my life that I can very, you know, readily remember petitioning the Lord. I kept giving the Lord this scripture as I would pray. And I said, Lord, You said that Your sheep know Your voice. Now, I'm Your sheep and I want to know Your voice. And what He taught me is a very, very valuable lesson. You know, there are many voices out there, many. But it's up to us to yield ourselves to the Spirit of Christ within us for Him to confirm what is the voice of God and what is not. And He will teach and instruct you in that. I am living proof of that. I have already walked through this. And I went through a season and He let me hear. I did hear voices and I would begin moving forward in a certain area and aspect of things. And then I would start feeling a check on the inside or a discerning that maybe this wasn't right, and I sought counsel on the matter, and then I began to realize, oh, that really was not the voice of God. But you know what? It was so good. It sounded so good and so right and so religious, but it wasn't truly God's instruction. And it is a very good trap that the enemy lays when he gives these thoughts in our minds that sound good, but they aren't truly the voice of God. Most of the time they are religion and there's some sort of vanity in play. But we won't necessarily get into that aspect of it today. What I want you to focus on is discerning the voice of God within you. And if you petition the Lord, He will do that. And the reason that's imperative is because as Christians, if we're going to go forward in Him and go out into the world and be His light and His witness, then we have to know what He's saying. We have to discern His voice, and then we have to act on it. Do you know sometimes that acting on the voice of God is having the confidence and the ability to be still and know that He is God? It's not always about up and doing and going. Sometimes it's a be still and knowing. But you really can't come to that and have that confidence unless you've developed this relationship with the Lord where you know His voice and you are able to confidently act on it. There are some great examples in the Word of God, and I'm going to share at least one of them with you today. I really want this to settle in. I don't want to see God's people struggling in their relationship with Him and able to find their way first in your everyday life, just how you should be living your life, applying your life, but also in taking Christ out to the world and being the light and the example that he created us and intends for us to be. So I'm just going to take this one example today, and it's Moses. So think about Moses. You know, he was a great and mighty deliverer for God's people, was he not? But I want you to really look at him as a man. You know, he kind of had a rough start there. He had to leave and go into the desert as a murderer, did he not? And, you know, that doesn't sound too great, doesn't it? It doesn't really even sound too godlike. But it was all in God's plan. And Moses, we see the end of the matter, right? We see how he was able to go before the Hebrew children and proclaim himself as the deliverer, go before the Pharaoh and do all the mighty acts and works and the plagues, all of those things that eventually drove the children of Israel out of Egypt into their deliverance. So, but Moses, the way he started, he had to believe the God of his visitation. Think about that. Let's look at, you know, I think where it starts is with Moses and the burning bush. You know, he had to believe that. He had to believe that he heard the voice of God out of that bush that gave him instruction. Nobody was there to validate that. He had to believe that for himself. I want to give you another example of that. Let's go to Exodus chapter 4 and the first few verses here. And Moses answered and said, "But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it." That had to have been pretty astounding, right? He believed what he saw. He knew that thing had turned into a serpent. Let's continue just a little more here, and then we'll discuss it. Verse 4, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail." Now, did he believe in the God of his visitation or not? Yeah, he did. And it required action. We've already got two pieces of action right here. We've already got that where the Lord, first of all, he told him to throw the rod down, and now he's got to pick it up. So believing takes action. And he put forth his hand and he caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord, the God of thy fathers, of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob hath appeared unto thee. Okay, so that took action, did it not? It took faith, it took believing. I'm telling you today something very, very simple, but very, very basic. In our walk with the Lord, if you don't believe what God spoke to you, then do not expect anyone else to believe it either. That's exactly right. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you a true story today. If you don't believe the voice of God that speaks within you, if you don't believe it enough to step out and speak it, then do not expect anyone else to believe you either. You have to believe in the God of your visitation. You have to believe that the voice of God that is proven within you, you have to believe that. Nobody needs to validate you. You don't have to have that. What you have to have is the confidence of God to step out and do what he's instructing you to do, whether it be personal instruction in your life or whether it be a ministry instruction, whatever it could be. You have to believe it and you have to act upon it. Let me throw in there one area that I want to make sure I'm clear on. As you're growing in this learning and understanding, feel free, get your counselor, get your elder, get someone proven in the true works of the Holy Ghost. Seek that counsel and then you can use them as a sounding board as you mature and grow. I've had very few, I mean limited people that I have trusted in that position in my life. And I have gone to those people along the way. And it's been a very, actually, I'll be honest with you, it's probably been two. Maybe a third. That I've counseled and I've sought their counsel to be sure and confirm if the voice I was hearing, the instruction I was given, is the voice of God. And then as I began to gain that confidence, I was able to move forward. There's a scripture that says, patience experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. The more you have that patience as you're learning, you gain that experience gives you hope, and then you're not ashamed, and you can step out on the word of God He's spoken within you. So there is a learning curve in there. The Lord doesn't expect us, actually, He doesn't want us to just jump out. He wants us to learn, to be instructed, and then begin to grow and apply it and step out. So this is a kind of a beginning place for us on this topic. And I want you to ponder those things. I want you to really go back and reread Moses. Read him in a different manner and look at the fact that he had to have confidence in what God had spoken him. Nobody validated what happened to him. That was the confidence that he built with his relationship with the God of heaven. Don't you want that relationship too? Jesus intends for us to have that relationship, but it takes cultivation. We have to work on it every day. We have to spend that time in prayer, spend that time in meditation, spend that time studying the Word, spend that time in relationship with Him. Let Him confirm Himself within you and learn to hear His voice. And know His voice. After all, you are His sheep. Tune out the other voices and tune in to His voice. I'm going to leave it there for today. We'll move on and talk about this some more. But take the scriptures, meditate on them, and let's see where the Lord is going to take us next. Bye-bye.